Hello, everyone. This is a small bonus episode following up on our most recent show about sensory witchcraft. In that episode, I mentioned that I had hoped to include a small example of an audio charm or two that I'd been working on, but in the end, that show was already quite full, and so I decided I'd do something slightly different and make a separate episode just for the audio charm. Or, in this case, charms, since I settled upon three different charms I wanted to include. They range from the simple blessing charm I do first, to a somewhat complex and experimental audio charm, or as I take to calling them, sound sigils, at the end. These are just examples, ones that are based on workings I've done, or which incorporate sounds, words, and ideas that I found helpful myself. Your mileage, of course, may vary greatly, but if these are effective for you, I'd love to know. Or if they inspire you to do your own experimentations with sensory witchcraft, I'd love to hear about that too. I will also note that the charms I'm including here have some clear influences from my personal and Catholic-inflected background, and some of them may involve audio-sensory experiences you don't enjoy. If those sorts of things bother you, I completely understand, and please feel free to skip this one. All right, on with the charms. Charm 1. A blessing charm, based on the Essene blessing walk. When I'm out walking or traveling, sometimes I get angry at drivers I perceive as bad, or I get frustrated with people blocking my way on a sidewalk. And sometimes a bad mood simply hovers over me like a cloud. I have found that the following method seems to shift that for me. I base it on a technique I learned about several years ago called the Essene blessing walk, after the offshoot sect of Jewish, and later some Christian mystics, who were thought to be the keepers of the Dead Sea Scrolls. The idea is essentially that you turn yourself into an instrument of blessing on anyone and anything that you pass. To make this more concrete, I came up with the following charm that I would say quietly to myself as I passed individuals, sometimes in whole and sometimes just in part, depending on what blessings I felt I could offer. It may seem a little bit more new age than many things I present, but as I'm trying to emphasize charms and workings that I've personally used and found effective, I have to say, this one has never failed to make me consider others more carefully, which is a good thing in itself. I usually try to keep a small smile on my face as I do this exercise, but that's just my approach. So, as I notice each person, this is what I say. Bless you. Bless you in the name of the created world. Bless you in the name of all living things. Bless you. Bless your eyes, that they may see good things. Bless your ears, that they may hear good words. Bless your lips, that they may offer kisses and comfort and praise. Bless your tongue, that it may speak kindly and ask curiously. Bless your hands, that they may hold what you need. Bless your hands, that they may do the work you set out to do. Bless your heart, that it may give and receive love abundantly. Bless your back, that it remains strong enough for any burden you bear. Bless your feet, that they may carry you wherever you need to go. Bless your spirit and your soul, that it may know the language of birds and seas and green growing things. Bless you in the name of creation. Bless you in the name of all living things. Bless you.
Charm 2, finding lost things, or opening roads. This charm is a layered version of a charm I've used many, many times with great success, the St. Anthony Prayer. You've likely heard us reference it a lot on the show, but this version's a little different. I'm incorporating several different aspects of the spell I normally do here to make this a sort of sound sigil or sonic talisman that still leans heavily on traditional forms for its structure. In this charm, you have two typical votary prayers to St. Anthony in the formal style, the highly informal Tony version I use the most, and a special segment of the Latin Mass called the Bread of Heaven or Panem de Coelo, which has to do with the specific offerings usually made to St. Anthony in thanks for him and his help. I know this one is very Catholic, so in this case, I'm hoping that you will hear it as a potential inspiration for your own magical practices and experimentations rather than any sort of endorsement of a particular religious system. Again, I'm working from what I know and from what I've done, so this reflects my own practices, and like I said, your mileage may vary. The goal of this charm is twofold: to help you find anything that you've lost, or anything that is missing, however you interpret that, and or to open your future roads to opportunities and help you to take advantage of opportunities when they arise. Here it is.
Oh, wonderful Saint Anthony, glorious on account of the fame
Tony,
of thy
Tony, look around, help me find what can't be found.
Blessed be God and his angels around, and his saints. Oh, holy Tony, Saint Anthony, around, gentlest of saints. Can't be found. Your love Tony, for God and charity around, for his creatures made you worthy Tony, when on earth to possess miraculous powers. Tony, encouraged by this thought, I implore you to obtain for me that which I seek. O gentle and loving Saint Anthony, whose heart was ever full of human sympathy, whisper my petition into the ears of the sweet infant Jesus, who loved be folded in your arms. The gratitude of my heart will ever be yours. Amen.
Tony, look around, help me find what can't be found. Tony, look around, help me find what can't be found. Tony, look around, help me find what can't be found. Tony, look around, help me find what can't be found. Tony, look around, help me find what can't be found. Tony, look around, help me find what can't be found. Tony, look around, help me find what can't be found. Tony, look around, help me find what can't be found. Tony, look around, help me find what can't be found. Tony, look around, help me find what can't be found. Tony, look around, help me find what can't be found. Tony, look around, help me find what can't be found.
Charm 3, the Satyr Square. This last charm is the most experimental and unusual one I've got here. It's based on the famous Satyr Square of protection, and is designed specifically to cast a protective space around anyone who hears it. At the same time, it's also very much a sonic sigil or audio talisman, in that it uses impressions and sounds pulled together in different ways to create a new whole that acts as the charm. This is loosely based on a phenomenon known as autonomous sensory meridian response, in which key sounds trigger a feeling that has a physical effect on the listener. Think of that feeling when the hair on the back of your neck stands up when someone whispers very close to your ear. If you know those sorts of sounds bother you, I'd highly recommend skipping this charm. It is not necessarily pleasant to listen to, although I didn't try to make it particularly unpleasant, but it essentially functions as a multi-layered audio version of the normally visual Satyr charm. Strange, yes. Possibly effective, definitely different. Enjoy.
Satyr, arepo, tenet, opera, rotas.
Arepo, tenet, opera, rota.
Satyr, arepo, tenet, opera, rota.
Satyr, arepo, tenet, opera, rota.
Arepo.
Satyr, arepo, tenet,
tenet,
opera, rota. Theater. Arepo. Tenet. Opera. Rotas. Theater. Arepo. Tenet. Opera. Opera. Rotas.
Oh. Oh.
Opera rotas.
Rotas.
Sera. Arepo. Opera rotas. Sera. Arepo. Operas. Rotas. Opera. Tenet. Arepo. Theater. Arepo. Theater. Rotas. Opera. Tenet. Arepo. Theater. Arepo. Theater. Tenet. Opera. Rotas.
Well, that'll about do it for our Sound Sigils episode. Hope you enjoyed this. If you did, we'd love to hear from you about it. If this was not your thing, we totally understand. And it's not something you're necessarily going to be doing a ton of. But, you know, if people are interested, I don't mind doing it every once in a while. So, at any rate, if you want to get in touch with us, you can do that, as always, through our website, newworldbutchery.com, or our email, compassandkey@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter, Pinterest, on Facebook, several different places like that. And special thanks, as always, to our Patreon supporters for keeping us going. If you are a Patreon supporter, you may be getting a slightly different version of this with a little extra on it, so I hope you enjoy that, too. If you would like to become a Patreon supporter, you can do so at patreon.com/newworldwitchery. $1 a month, whatever you can afford, definitely helps us out. That'll about do it for this time around. I will have more fun coming again soon. Again, this is just kind of a little special mini episode. So thanks so much for listening. Be well.